Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, August 29th. I'm Mark Daniels. The National Football League wraps up the preseason schedule. All 32 teams in action Thursday night, including the Green Bay Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs from Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. Head coach Mike McCarthy on this, the last chance to show.
You want to particularly see the young guys, young guys play and see how that shakes out. So, you can say that about the safeties, the young outside linebackers all the way through. So, some guys are going to have some opportunities Thursday night that they haven't had to this point. So, and you want to see how they respond to it.
One of those young outside linebackers is free agent rookie Andy Mulumba on his final chance to impress.
You can't really be forcing. You got to make plays, but it's got to be within the system. You got to be a player at times. So, you got to trust your gut sometimes, and then you just got to go with what presented in front of you, but you got to do it within the system. You can't be freelance.
Starters may make only a cameo appearance, but Aaron Rodgers says, "I'm ready, willing, and able."
It's up to Mike. If Mike wants to get us another drive or two or three, then we'll do it. We've taken a couple reps this week as working on Kansas City stuff. It's up to him.
McCarthy, though, really wants to see Vince Young and B.J. Coleman settle the number two job. Young, clearly the front runner, and he's going to play like the backup job is still open.
I really feel like the job is still up in the air right now. I really feel like me and B.J. are still competing. So, but overall, it's not about us, really. It's about the team pushing each other. So we can bring the talent out of both of us as well as Aaron. So just pushing each other. That's what it's all about.
And then after the game, the roster deliberations will begin. And General Manager Ted Thompson says it will be a collective effort.
It's a cumulative effort on the part of Mike and his guys and in the personnel side of it. We work it through. Sometimes there are disagreements, but then, it winds up working itself out. Again, as long as we stay centered and focused on trying to do the right thing by the Packers, we usually make the right decision.
Couple of other NFL notes. Graham Harrell, cut by the Packers earlier this week, picked up by the New York Jets, who have Mark Sanchez and Geno Smith both hurting, and Gilbert Peña was picked up on waivers by the New England Patriots. College football season kicks off on Thursday night with a pair of games. Number 7, South Carolina hosting North Carolina. 24th-ranked USC is at Hawaii. The Wisconsin Badgers open their season Saturday morning at 11 at Camp Randall Stadium, hosting UMass. Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel has been suspended for the first half of their season opener against Rice on Saturday. Manziel has been under investigation for allegedly signing autographs for money, which is a violation of NCAA rules. But the university and NCAA say there was no evidence that he actually received cash for the autographs. But after meeting with NCAA investigators for 6 hours on Sunday, the punishment? Manziel will have to stand in the corner for the first half of the A&M game. He can dress at intermission and come back and play in the second half. To baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers, game 2 of their series with the Pittsburgh Pirates at PNC Park, and the Pirates handled the Crew by a score of 7-1. Milwaukee starter Tom Gorzolani went 5 1/3. He gave up 9 hits and 4 runs. Brewers managed only 7 hits offensively. Carlos Gomez with a couple of them. Manager Ron Renicki says it was just an off night.
We didn't pitch that well. Offensively, we hit some balls hard that were caught that could have got some things going for us.
Marlon Byrd, just acquired by the Pirates from the New York Mets, had quite a debut. He broke the game wide open with a 3-run home run in the 7th inning.
No, not butterflies. More excitement, more a little bit, a little anxious. Wanted to go out there and do well. So, first 3 bats, it didn't go the way I wanted to, but I finished up exactly the way I wanted to.
Pirates clinched the season series with the Brewers for the first time since 2006. Rubber game of the series at PNC. Thursday night, we'll have Yovane Gallardo facing Gerrit Cole. Pittsburgh pulls to within a game of the front-running St. Louis Cardinals in the Central Division race because the Cardinals were throttled by the Cincinnati Reds 10-0. The Reds scored 6 in the first, 3 in the second off Adam Wainwright. Jay Bruce says it was huge to avoid the sweep.
There was just one game of movement now rather than 3, and I think that's important, and I think to stop the bleeding a little bit there the last game and get out of here on a positive note and go into the off day on a you know, on a win is definitely good.
San Diego Padres beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-1. Colorado a 5-4 win over San Francisco. It was Philadelphia 6. The Mets 2. Cole Hamels 7 innings and helped himself with a 2-run single. The Los Angeles Dodgers blanked the Chicago Cubs 4-0. Ricky Nolasco allowed 3 hits through 8 innings, but Yasiel Puig, the rookie sensation, was sat down by manager Don Mattingly for disciplinary issues. Puig and Mattingly, along with general manager Ned Colletti, met after the ball game. Mattingly says, "I don't really want to single out the kid.
I love all my players, and you know, I see the good in all of them, and it's my responsibility. I feel like to, you know, give us the best chance to win and make decisions based on what's the best for the whole team."
The Washington Nationals beat the Miami Marlins 4-3. The Nats have won 7 out of 8. In the American League, Texas hammered Seattle 12-4, pounding out 17 hits. Felix Hernandez of Seattle now 0-4 against the Rangers this year. He lasted just 3 innings, giving up 11 hits and 9 runs. Toronto beat the Yankees 7-2 with a 4-run first inning. Oakland gets 2 home runs from Brandon Moss and routing Detroit 14-4. Boston over Baltimore 4-3. Mike Karp, go-ahead RBI single in the bottom of the 8th. Chris Davis hit his 47th home run for the Orioles in the loss. Tampa Bay over the Angels 4-1. Los Angeles next for the Brewers at Miller Park on the weekend. Chicago beat Houston 6-1, officially eliminating the Astros from playoff consideration. Kansas City 8-1 over Minnesota. Salvador Perez with a pair of 2-run home runs. Interleague play had Atlanta beat Cleveland 3-2. Chris Johnson delivering the walk-off RBI single in the 9th. In minor league baseball, the Quad Cities River Bandits beat the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 4-2 with a 3-run 6th inning. But Clinton also lost, so the Rattlers remain one game behind the Lumber Kings with 5 left to go in the regular season. They have to catch and pass Clinton for the Lumber Kings hold the tiebreaker as the defending champion Timber Rattlers try to return to the Midwest League playoffs as a wild card. Rolling Stone magazine coming out with a piece on New England Patriots former tight end Aaron Hernandez, very unflattering of Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. The article blames the coach for firing the team's security chief in 2003 and allowing Hernandez's recent behavior to perpetuate. According to Rolling Stone, the former Patriot tight end became a regular user of PCP, carried a gun with him over the last year out of paranoia over his friends and acquaintances related to gang activity. Hernandez currently jailed on murder and weapons charges. The U.S. Open Tennis Championships on the women's side. 15th American Sloane Stephens is now on to the third round, but Venus Williams was ousted in a third set tiebreaker by Ji Zheng of China. Williams says she got what she deserved.
Definitely wish that I was playing the third round, but it's not to be for me this year. And I tried. I really, you know, she played well, and she just went for every shot, and unfortunately, I, you know, didn't play consistently enough.
Third-seeded Andy Murray into round two, but James Blake is one and done, literally done. Blake of the U.S. announced he would retire at the end of the singles competition. Disappointed it lasted only one round, but he's content with his future.
I'm going to go back to being a normal person that doesn't have crowds cheering for him and is just changing diapers and hoping to get 18 holes in on a given day. And that's okay with me.
Sounds like a plan. There's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.